In the United States, Democrats are seeking access to President Donald Trump's phone calls to Russian President Vladimir Putin and other world leaders as the impeachment inquiry into the president's phone call with his Ukrainian counterpart widens. President Trump has admitted that during that call, he asked the Ukrainian president to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden. But Donald Trump is adamant that he's done nothing wrong, and he's whipping up anger against the Democrats, the media, and the whistleblower who formally complained about the phone call, alleging the president was, quote, using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 US election. It's now being reported that the whistleblower is close to agreeing to testify in secret before a congressional hearing, but his lawyer is warning that his life could be at risk if his identity is revealed. David Sparks has our report.
As chairman of the US House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff is leading the charge against Donald Trump. Now, he says Congress is determined to get access to the president's phone conversations with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, and other world leaders.
The paramount need here is to protect the national security of the United States and see whether in the conversations with other world leaders, and in particular with Putin, that the president was also undermining our security in a way that he thought would personally benefit his campaign.
Donald Trump's critics say the conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in July was an attempt to pressure Ukraine into investigating potential Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. But President Trump claims when Joe Biden was vice president, he pressured the Ukrainian prosecutor to drop an investigation into a gas company for which Hunter Biden served as a director. Adam Schiff remains adamant that President Trump was soliciting foreign assistance for his re-election campaign.
Will the White House fight us on this? I have to imagine they're going to fight us tooth and nail. Even as they do, the more that they fight to try to prevent and obstruct the lawful functions of Congress, the more they're going to make a case for impeachment on obstruction of justice of Congress.
He also says the whistleblower who lodged the formal complaint exposing the phone conversation is close to agreeing to testify. And although the whistleblower's identity remains a secret, President Trump has moved to discredit them. White House aide Stephen Miller told Fox News Donald Trump is the real victim.
The president is the whistleblower here. The president of the United States is the whistleblower. And this individual is a saboteur trying to undermine a democratically elected government.
The whistleblower's Washington-based lawyer, Bradley Moss, has told RN Breakfast his client's safety could be at risk if their identity is exposed. He refused to confirm a report by the New York Times that the person is a male CIA employee linked to the White House.
It's something that I would hope that most media outlets try to refrain from doing anything more than what's been done, because this person, in the end, is not a public figure and their life could be at risk if they get outed, given the current political climate.
Bradley Moss says the whistleblower wants to testify, but certain safeguards must be put in place first.
Bear in mind that the testimony will be behind closed doors. There will not be any public airing of what is said. The transcript will remain closed and classified. The hearing will be held in a secure facility away from prying eyes of the media.
In the meantime, a former Ukrainian prosecutor has told the BBC there's no reason for his country to investigate Joe Biden. Yuri Lutsenko says he met with Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who asked him if it was possible to investigate the Bidens in Ukraine. But he told Mr. Giuliani such an investigation would have to start in the US because Ukraine has no jurisdiction in the matter. Mr. Lutsenko also says Hunter Biden didn't join the company as a director until 2 or 3 years after any possible embezzlement by the company.
David Sparks reporting.